In this charming family of Hindu gods, father, mother, and child look out at us with expressive gestures that make them seem alive. The dominant figure is Shiva. He is identified by his tall crown of matted hair. He sits in the relaxed posture of a god. His lower right hand is poised in the gesture of fearlessness. Viewed as a destroyer, Shiva represents the eternal cycles of death and regeneration. The deer in his upper left hand reminds us that Shiva is Lord of Nature. The slim-waisted woman is Shiva's wife, Uma. She's also known as Parvati or Durga. Both she and Shiva are draped in ornate fabric, decorated with bands of circles, triangles, and a meandering scroll motif, a design thought to be the hallmark of the anonymous bronze master who made this piece. Flanked protectively by his parents is the tiny figure of the naked child god Skanda. He assumes a dancing position. According to Sanskrit myths, he amused his parents with his antics. His diminutive size, positioned behind his parents' limbs, and the lotus bud he holds suggests that he's not yet reached his status as god of war. But he does retain a certain eminence. Skanda is placed on the same level as his parents, as he is in all images from Tamil Nadu in southern India. This joyous group was made during the Great Chola period of southern Indian history and art, dating from about 880 to 1270. Look around this room and you'll see that the harmony, balance, animation, and gentle sensuousness of the sculpture are characteristic of 10th century Chola period bronzes.